breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Dogo Argentino AKC Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front and Side. Bite Scissor or Level. Official AKC Standard for the Dogo Argentino. General Appearance. The ideal Dogo Argentino is a study in harmony. He is large, powerful, and athletic. His strong head is supported by a thick, but elegant neck that connects to a balanced body, which is sustained by straight, substantial forelegs and very muscular, medium-angulated hindquarters. The Dogo gives the impression of explosive power and energy. Developed to find, chase, and catch dangerous game, the Dogo must have a good nose, great lung capacity, and a powerful, yet agile, muscular build. His expression is alert and intelligent, with a marked hardness. The Dogo is instantly identifiable by his short, completely white coat. The Dogo Argentino's head gives him his unique stamp. The measurement from the brow bone to the tip of the nose is the same length as the measurement from the brow bone to the occiput. These proportions were designed to give the Dogo a sufficiently large mouth and powerful bite for holding prey. Great value is placed upon this equal lengths ratio of 1:1 and a large mouth. The general appearance and overall balance of the Dogo Argentino, with utmost consideration given to type, is of first priority. Special attention is then devoted to the head, followed by individual body components for correctness, and the gait thoroughly evaluated for efficiency. Size proportion, substance, size. Height and weight, males, 24 to 26.5 inches, bitches, 24 to 25.5 inches. Ideal height, males, 25 to 25.5 inches, females, 24.5 to 25 inches. Height above or below the limits established in the standard is a disqualification. Approximate weights, males, 88 to 100 pounds, bitches, 88 to 95 pounds. Proportion, the measurement from the brow bone to the tip of the muzzle is the same length as the measurement from the brow bone to the occiput. The withers are slightly higher than the croup. The depth of the chest represents at least 50% of the height at the withers. The body is slightly off square. The length of the body, measured from the point of the shoulder to the point of the buttock, may exceed the height at the withers by no more than 10%. Substance, substantially boned and muscular, with a large and powerful head. Females are slightly smaller than males and look feminine, but without weakening substance or structure. Lack of bone and muscle development is to be severely penalized. Head. Head powerful and balanced. The ratio of cranial length is equal to cranial width. The length from the brow bone to the tip of the nose is the same length as the distance from the brow bone to the occiput. Skull solid and convex, both length and width wise, due to the relief created by the insertion of the powerful biting and nape muscles. The occiput is covered by the nape. The cheeks and masseter muscles are large, well defined, and covered with tight skin. The stop is slightly defined, as a transition from the convex skull to the slightly concave foreface. When viewed in profile, the stop appears more defined due to the prominence of the superorbital ridges, brow. Expression alert and intelligent, with a marked hardness. Eyes medium size, almond shaped, dark or hazelnut in color, protected by thick eyelids with black or flesh-colored rims, black preferred. Subfrontal position, set wide apart. Blue eyes or any blue in the eyes is a disqualification. Ears set at the highest points of the sides of the skull. Customarily, the ears are cropped, erect or semi-erect, and triangular in shape. Length does not exceed 50% of the front edge of the auricle of the ear. Without being cropped, they are of medium length, broad, thick, flat, and rounded at the tip. Covered with smooth hair which is slightly shorter than on the rest of the body, they can have small dark spots, not to be penalized. In uncropped position, they hang down covering the back of the cheeks. When the dog is alert, they may be carried semi-erect. Muzzle and nose, the muzzle is strong, a bit longer than deep, well-developed in width, with the sides slightly converging. The top of the muzzle is slightly concave when viewed in profile. The nose is completely black and has large nostrils. noses that are only partially pigmented in adult specimens are to be severely penalized. Noses other than black are a disqualification. Bite and jaw structure. The jaw bones are well developed, strong, and fit together correctly, not being over or undershot. The power of the dogo's bite comes from the angulation on the bottom jaw. Scissor bite is preferred, but pincer bite is acceptable. Full dentition is recommended. Teeth should be healthy and large. Broken teeth are not to be penalized on hunting dogs. Overshot or undershot dogs are to be disqualified. Lips. The lips are very tight fitting, black pigment is preferred, never pendulous. Very short lips are preferred so that when the dog is holding prey in his mouth, he can still breathe through the commissure at the back corner of his mouth. Disqualification. The top lip extending below the bottom jaw. Neck, top line, body. Neck thick, strong, and arched, yet elegant. The skin is very thick and wrinkled, without forming excessive dewlap. The elasticity of the skin is due to the cellular tissue being very lax. Back and top line, the withers are pronounced. The back is strong, with well-defined muscles. The muscular top line is highest at the withers and slopes slightly to the croup. A longitudinal groove, created by the relief of the dorsal muscles, runs along the dog's spine. Seen from the side, the top line should not have any depression. Body, slightly off square. The length of the body, measured from the point of the shoulder to point of the buttock, may exceed the height at the withers by 10%. The chest is broad and deep, giving the impression of large lungs. The thorax is deep, and when viewed from the front and in profile, it extends below the elbows. The loins are short and muscular. The underline is well muscled, with only a slight to moderate tuck up of the abdomen. The croup is muscular and broad. Tail. The tail is medium set, appearing as a continuation of the spine. It is thick at the base, straight and tapers like a saber to the hock joint. At rest it hangs down naturally, in action or when trotting it is raised approximately 45 degrees to the top line, and is amply curved in an arc. Curled tails are to be penalized. The hair on the tail is short. Forequarters. Legs are straight and vertical. Shoulders are laid back, with great muscular development, yet are not exaggerated. The upper arm is the same length as the shoulder, well inclined. Elbows are placed naturally against the chest wall. Forelegs are straight with strong bone and muscles, and when viewed from the front, stand parallel to each other. The pastern joint is broad and in line with the forearm, without bony prominences or skin folds. The pastern is rather flat, well boned. Seen from the side, it is slightly inclined, without exaggeration. The front feet have short and tight-fitting toes. Cat foot pads are strong, thick, and preferably black. Dew claws may be removed. Hindquarters. Broad, with very muscular thighs and short rear pasterns, moderate angulation and balance with the forequarters. Strong hocks, perpendicular to the ground, neither turned in or out. Rear feet similar to front feet but slightly smaller. Without dew claws. Coat. Uniform, straight, short, and smooth, with an average length of 1/2 to 3/4 inches. Long hair is a disqualification. Color. Entirely white. The only tolerable spots are one black or dark-colored patch on the skull, but which can also be located on one ear or around one eye, or very small dark spots on the ears. The size of the spot must be in proportion to the size of the head, not exceeding 10% of the latter. More than one spot on the head, with the exception of small spots on the ears, is a disqualification. Comparing two dogs of equal quality, the whiter is preferred. The rims, nose and lips are preferably pigmented in black. Black pigmented skin anywhere on the dog is acceptable. A black spot anywhere other than on the head is a disqualification. Gait. Agile and firm with noticeable modification when showing interest in something, changing into an attitude of alertness and responding with quick reflexes. Viewed from the side, proper front and rear angulation is manifested in a smoothly efficient, level-backed, ground-covering stride with a powerful drive emanating from the rear. Viewed from the front or rear, the legs are parallel but converge towards the centerline as speed increases. the Dogo's gait should always appear harmonious and balanced, showcasing his solid and sound body construction. Character and temperament. The Dogo is a strong, tenacious, and rustic dog that was created to protect family and property, as well as to hunt large game and destructive predators. He is a faithful companion at home and in the field. Of all of the Dogo's attributes, he is above all else courageous. Disqualifications. Height above or below the limits established in the standard. Blue eyes. Any blue color in the eyes. Nose any color other than black. Overshot or undershot mouth. Top lip extending below the bottom jaw. Long hair. More than one spot on the head, with the exception of small spots on the ears. A black spot anywhere other than on the head. Approved November 12, 2018. Effective January 1, 2019.